Recently, I spoke with Sherry Hurst and her husband, David, who own Molly and Sock's Christmas Tree Farm in Bristow, Oklahoma. As cattle producers first, the farm gets its name from two of Sherry and David's first cows, Molly and Sock.
So it started how many years ago again?
We started planting in Thanksgiving weekend in 2015, and we plant probably at least 1,200 seedlings a year. So we've got about 6,000 in the ground.
Wow.
And they're at all stages.
When you decided that you wanted to have a Christmas tree farm, vocalizing it is one thing, but then learning how to, I wouldn't know what to do at all. Like, did OSU Extension help you guys, or how did you guys figure all this out?
I've always liked gardening. It's just kind of born in me because my grandmother and my dad were avid gardeners. So I've always liked it, and I'm a Christmas baby myself, and my oldest son was born December 27th. So why not have a Christmas tree farm? But we actually had this hay field, and we really weren't doing anything with it. We had cut hay off of it a couple of years or so. You know, we were getting closer to retirement. I said, I want a Christmas tree farm. He said, where'd this come from? And I said, well, I've always wanted one. He said, we've been married how long and you're just now saying that? And I said, well, I don't know. I thought it'd keep us active in our senior years.
And has it?
Yes. Sometimes too active.
Uh-oh.
I tell you what, it's a lot of hard work.
Sherry and David primarily grow Virginia pines, as they do well in Oklahoma's weird weather. In the summertime, Virginia pines are nice and green, the color you would want a Christmas tree to be. But in the wintertime, as the plant goes dormant, they turn a yellowy, kind of bright green color, which is why it's important to paint the trees, she said.
You know, and that's why typically you do color them to make them stay looking pretty. I mean, you want them to be pretty, like a Christmas tree. You don't want a yellow Christmas tree.
Knowing not every shopper wants to take home a Virginia pine, Sherry and David order trees that have the more classic look, like Fraser firs and noble firs, from up north. A practice that she says is pretty common among Christmas tree farms in Oklahoma.
As far as prices go, there is a price difference, you know, going to Lowe's or something like that. Talk to me a little bit about that.
First of all, they're commercial. They do buy more. The box stores do buy more trees.
So they're getting them in bulk.
So they're getting more of a bulk, you know, deal. But the real reason is we get the premium cuts, you know, the premium grade. And they're getting a field grade tree.
At Lowe's. Or big box stores.
Or big box store, yes.
Okay.
Or Walmart and those. They can buy those for probably half. As far as the pricing and stuff like that, that's where a lot of that comes into. And of course, this year, freight had a huge bearing on pricing. Everything has gone up. And it's not that we want to charge a bigger price. It's just that we got charged a bigger price.
On top of offering Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands, Molly and Sock's Christmas tree farm is savvy when it comes to the agritourism aspect. Sherry said the purpose of her farm is supplying people with more than just trees. She's also supplying people with Christmas spirit.
We have activities for children, yard games, we have the train, we have the, what are those things called?
Cornhole. The Jenga, the giant Jenga.
Yeah, the Jenga, thank you.
Yeah, and they're not too giant. They're not going to, like, knock any kids out.
Oh, we have sack races.
Yes.
The burlap bags.
So you guys got it all figured out.
We've had birthday parties out here and, you know, stuff like that. We have the big 10-foot fire pit, the open fire pit.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
We can do s'mores.
Well, it looks like a Christmas town, really, is what it is.
You know what? That's one of the best compliments I've had people say. This is just like walking into a Hallmark movie.
It is.
And at nighttime, it is lights everywhere. We have hot apple cider. We have hot cocoa. We have popcorn. We have cookies. Sometimes we try to do a soup, or hot dogs or things like that.
Some protein in there with all the sugar.
Yeah, with all that junk food.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
That makes the kids run crazy and
yeah.
Everything. And then I have what I call my wreath wagon, and that's where I have my wreaths at. And we have picnic tables that people can enjoy down on the creek. It's fun. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
In fact, it's funny. People say, y'all are so busy, and it's like, oh, this is the fun time. this is when we have fun. You know, you get, well, you get to reap your return. And the thing I love is everybody's happy. When they come here, they're happy. They want to be here. It's not a chore for them. And, you know, it makes everybody happy. It's really awesome. I love my job.
You can learn more about Molly and Sock's Christmas Tree Farm in Bristow, Oklahoma by going online to mollyandsocks.com or finding them on Facebook. Sherry encourages you to bring your friends and family and make yourself at home for some holiday fun. I'm Chelsea Stanfield on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.